Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meridazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Fall is finally here in some way or another, so I'm happy to break out the cozy foods and the cozy sweaters, and this is kind of my time of the year.
Well, I'll let you have it. I'm more of a spring-type person, but, You know, fall is a great time because with November here, it is a great time for us to kind of pause and focus on family caregivers. November is National Family Caregivers Month, and it's a great time where we can really honor the heart of the care in our communities. So recognizing those unsung heroes who are providing care and comfort and compassion to our loved ones in need. It's a great time to honor the millions of Americans. AARP's recent study shows us that more than 53 million Americans are serving as unpaid caregivers. And these individuals are often juggling caregiving responsibilities with full-time jobs, sometimes while also raising children and managing their own health. And their contributions are so invaluable, not only to the people that they care for, but to our broader healthcare system and society as a whole. If we were to place a value on the amount of time that unpaid caregivers give to our loved ones and our communities, it would have an economic value of about $470 billion. So that's a lot of hours of care that are being provided in homes across this entire country. But unfortunately, caregiving does come with challenges, and one of the challenges of caregiving is really the unpredictable nature of it. Whether it's beginning with a sudden diagnosis or gradually increasing over time, caregiving can often arrive without warning. That's often the case where all of a sudden a serious illness comes up and we're going from everything being normal to all of a sudden kind of scrambling and trying to find out what the next steps are. And we need to really be cautious and observant, I guess is probably the better word, to those around us and identify when people are being thrust into this role and do whatever we can to reach out and support them in many different ways. It's a labor of love, but caregiving is definitely a journey that shouldn't be taken alone. It can be isolating, and many caregivers report feeling overwhelmed or exhausted. So us stepping in and providing support however we can, whether it's through connecting with community programs or helping provide some respite care so the caregiver can get away for an amount of time, financial assistance that might be available through different agencies or within families or friendship circles, or believe it or not, giving just a simple listening ear can make a big difference. And I can tell you from having served in the role of a family caregiver for a number of years, sometimes you just need someone to talk to. And express the frustrations and the challenges that you have. And having the ability to bounce things off of a friend or a family member to kind of help you navigate the craziness that sometimes comes up is so important. So some things that we can think about as we're observing National Family Caregivers Month, really just kind of taking a moment and just say thank you to a family caregiver. It may be a sibling who is providing care to a loved one in your family, or it might be somebody that you just know through an organization, through another community-based group that you're a member of, but just reaching out and saying thank you for what you do, even if it is not somebody that's related to you. Dropping a note to them in the mail or giving them just a token of appreciation, whatever that might be, just to reach out and say thank you and let them know that the work that they is doing is seen and is appreciated. Offering help is a number one and another way that we can help, and this is kind of one of those things. We can offer help, but we also, as a caregiver, if we're serving in that role, we need to be open to accepting the help that is offered. And it can be something just as simple as running errands for someone or preparing a meal. Here again, I go back to just lending that listening ear. Or if you're comfortable coming and spending some time with a loved one that they're caring for, so that that person in the caregiving role can step away and go do something for themselves, just to get away from the hustle and bustle of the caregiving. So important for our mental health to be able to step out and get a break that we need. And then sharing resources. As we're listening to family and friends that are in this role, seeing the challenges that they're facing, help connect to resources. There are so many resources that are available online to help us navigate the journey of caregiving. If you don't have online access, you know, whether you do or do not have online access, Extension is always a great resource. So I make it a point of whenever someone calls me with a challenge that they're having with caregiving is to try to help to connect them to local resources or area resources that might be able to help. And sometimes it's just a few clicks of the keyboard away and we can download information. The Caregiver Network has an awesome bit of information on caregiving for a variety of topics or a variety of illnesses that might come up. And it's always a great resource for me to go to gather information for folks. So sharing resources is another great way. So what I encourage folks to also do, communities can band together, faith groups, neighbors also play a vital role in supporting caregivers. So I encourage folks during this time is really let's take November, let's celebrate and uplift family caregivers. Their dedication does deserve recognition, and their well-being must be prioritized, and that's where us providing the support is so helpful. So we want to build a culture of support. Not only are we honoring their work, but we're also strengthening the health and resilience of our communities, and we're looking out for the health and welfare of our loved one who is serving in that role. So if you've got questions about caregiving, if you're needing some resources to help you as a caregiver, I always encourage folks, reach out to me at the Meredithine Extension District. My phone number is 913-294-4306.
Always a good time to celebrate people who don't get enough recognition. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.